Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio begins now. Hear the best in new music, artist interviews, stories from the road, and more. You are now backstage, and here's your host, Mothership.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Backstage with Mothership tonight. My new friend, Eric Bjorklund from Boiling Point, is going to tell us all about the brand new EP, Hope Lives Here, and a lot more. So we're going to jump right into the call.
Eric Bjorklund from Boiling Point. How you doing, man?
I'm good. It's good to be with you. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me. And it's such an honor to be with you.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Tell me, first of all, who is Boiling Point?
Yeah, well, Boiling Point started actually in 2006. We've been around a long time. We were basically a worship band who developed some of their own songs, entered into a band competition that was really famous in the Twin Cities. A lot of really big bands that ended up signing with like Tooth and Nail and some of these other big labels came out of this Battle of the Bands called the 3 Degrees Battle of the Bands. We were terrible for a long time, and then about 4 years into the band, we got better and, you know, placed like second or third in that competition. And that actually kind of led us to meeting Ben Cassica, who was playing for Skillet. That's really the catalyst for kind of the success that we've experienced in the Christian music industry because of his insight and his help along the way and the folks that he's kind of introduced to us. So
did you record in Skies Fall?
Yeah, our first real big kind of hit, a song called Brand New Day, which was basically the first song that we recorded with Ben. And the engineer was a guy by the name of Nick Radovanovich.
Nick. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he used to play for a band called Hangnail and Acceptance. So Ben kind of went to L.A. and did some more boutique kind of things with Skies Fall. And Nick Radovanovich and Boiling Point really basically now have what is probably an 11-year history of just working together and just really enjoying each other's company and calling each other friends and just helping each other pursue this dream of being a rock band. And then he on the mixing side and engineering side. So that's kind of a very brief history. The current lineup is myself, Eric Bjorklund, as vocals, guitar, piano, professional jumper offer of stuff. John Canfield, electric guitar and keys. Ryan Selar on drums and Ian Combs on bass.
All right. Well, you've got a full band there. Can you find everybody?
Well, yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, people have developed such busy lives in the last year. It has been a little bit hard to track down people, but we're back at it tomorrow with a long rehearsal to get ready for some of these really big festivals that we've got coming up. And it's going to be a really exciting season because we're playing more than we've ever played before.
I'm going to digress a little bit.
Yeah.
I didn't do this on purpose, but I just interviewed and I'm editing Justin James from Above Only, who also was with Ben at Skies Fall and Nick. Funny that these are going to be back to back.
Yeah, that is funny. It's
completely
it's
unintentional.
Now, the crazy thing about that whole thing was that he was 16 when he started with Skillet, and he was just getting out of Skillet, and he's like 27 years old. And, you know,
retiring.
He'd have been on a bus for 10 years straight, basically. And then here's another, like, totally random thing. Like, we adopted a little boy from Uganda, and we came to know his future fiance through another woman who was in Uganda at the orphanage. It was crazy. Anyway.
Well, you know, I used to have a boss that said it's a small Christian world.
That's very true.
You've had going on 4 EPs?
Full release in 2010 called Rules of the Broken.
Okay.
That was kind of our first major effort. And then there have been kind of a series of EPs. If Love, which was kind of doing some worship tunes. And then 2014, I think, was More, which is the project that we ended up finishing with Ben and Nick at Skies Fall. Okay. Courage, which was an EP, which we basically did because we wanted to say that we were not dead, because this whole movie project that we've been doing has been basically a 5 or 6 year project.
Well, go ahead and tell us more about that.
So this project that you're referencing is a project that has basically taken the form of a YouTube miniseries. And before the pandemic, actually, it was a full length 45 to 50 minute movie. And then everything kind of shut down and we didn't really know what to do with it anymore. And so then we sought the counsel of a friend. They said, you know, maybe you should break it up into an 8-part series and just do like a YouTube series. And so then we had, after spending a lot of money on editing the first movie, we then spend a lot more money on cutting the thing down and making
cutting
it into a miniseries. Yeah. Like, so, you know, a poor band who has no money, spent all their money on the movie and then has to scrounge together more money to edit it into this 8-piece thing. But
sounds
the miniseries,
about right.
Yeah, that's the life of a Christian rocker. Sounds right. Glamorous, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, we started releasing this thing in January, I believe. The first single came out around January 19, 2021. And we ran it for 8 weeks. And the really cool thing, and this was very intentional. So the series is called Hope Lives Here. And we basically give people a perspective of some of the mission work that we do in Sierra Leone through a nonprofit called Africa Uplifted. So I've been going to Sierra Leone for eight out of the last 10 years and just kind of doing whatever we can to further healthcare and access to education and spiritual health and economic development, basically. So that's what the movie was trying to kind of give people a view of, because most people may never have a chance to kind of go to Africa or Sierra Leone in their lifetime. We just wanted to show people that side of our ministry. So basically, getting back to the intentional part, the 8 week series ended the day before Easter, when on the following day, our living hope in a resurrected Christ showed up. And so what we were really trying to do with this project was offer people a perspective and also show people that hope is unrelenting. It is always at work. God is always moving and at work. And then, you know, Easter comes and God shows up in the resurrected Christ. And just, it's been just such a wild ride, to be honest, Cindy.
I'm sure that just putting it together is ministering to you, too.
Yes.
Uh-oh, convicting too, huh?
Yeah, I have to admit, though, there's been moments that I wanted to pull out my hair. I don't think people really understand what goes into making something that is 45 to 50 minutes long and just how much filming that takes and how much effort that takes. And, you know, I've been looking at so much of this footage for the last 2 or 3 years. It almost seems surreal that it's out and people can watch it and it's, you know, having the impact that it is, because it's just been such a labor of love and at times a labor of frustration and perseverance, to be honest.
And what do you hope people will come away with by watching this?
Yeah, like I said, I really wanted to introduce people to our ministry, because we are a band. That's what we look like, right? On the outside, that's what a lot of people will see. But at our core, at our hearts, is really this idea of find love, know love, be love. And it's kind of our understanding of a discipleship path. And that's, you know, really the thing that we try to talk to people about whenever we have a concert. And that's that we believe the greatest relationship that you can have is to find love in Jesus Christ and turn your life over to him. Know love. So once you've accepted Christ, you do the things that you need to do to develop that relationship in going to church, reading scripture, praying, being around other believers. But lastly, and to me, this is almost the most important step in this whole process, is finding the way that you are going to be Jesus' hands and feet in the world in a very tangible way. Not everyone needs to go to Africa. I understand that. That's kind of the thing that we feel called to do. But I believe that, you know, really, if faith is not calling you to engage in the world in a meaningful way, if it's not calling you out to engage people who need that hope and the freedom that Christ offers, then we need to kind of reevaluate where we're at with our relationship with Christ.
Hey, this is Eric from the band Boiling Point, and you're listening to Solid Rock Radio.
This hour is being made possible by our business ministry partner, Anchor Bolt Express, the place for construction fasteners and a supporter of Christian music and this station. On the web at anchorboltexpress.com. Check us out on Facebook at I'm with Mothership.
Now, I suppose that this new album, Hope Lives Here, that just released on June 25th, I assume it ties in with your film. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the EP/album that came out is basically much of the soundtrack for the miniseries. We're big fans of Switchfoot and what John Foreman does. We're good friends with Drew Shirley. And really, the Fading West kind of project inspired a lot of our thinking around what this could be. And so the inspiration really was to invite people into the mission field that we feel called into, but also then create kind of a soundtrack for the miniseries movie, because, you know, we're musicians. That's what we do. You know, I felt like it would have been kind of weird just to release a movie and to not really know what to do with it. So we wrote the soundtrack, and a lot of the underscoring is our own music from the EP. So that's kind of the idea.
The single, it's already starting to chart places. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah. I mean, oh my gosh, Cindy. This has been such a crazy ride. Yeah, the single Hope Lives Here is still on the charts. I think it's going to be 24 weeks here. That single was released in January. The miniseries started shortly after. In the process, we enter into negotiations with Randall Broadhead from Broadhead Music Group, which further pushes back the release of the record. So the record was kind of supposed to be released right around the time the movie was coming to an end. And then we start getting into conversations with Randall. He says, you know, any interest in kind of taking this to other places, because we're experiencing just tremendous momentum and success with the single and excitement with the miniseries. And so we're like, sure. Because, and this is crazy, January, I had a moment where I didn't know if Boiling Point was going to continue. I didn't know what else there was for us beyond the movie. And honestly, I 100% had this conversation with God where I was like, you know, this whole movie project has been about listening to what we feel like you're calling us to do. And so, God, I don't know what that looks like beyond this. And so if you want us to continue, please open the doors that you would open so that we could continue. And if you want us to just be done, and this is the final chapter of Boiling Point, you know, I'm happy with the ministry that we've been doing and done. And I'm thankful for that opportunity to serve in this way. So God, just kind of make it clear. And then single releases, movie releases, and everything blows up. And my life feels entirely manic and out of control most of the time because of all the things that I'm trying to get done.
These interviews.
Like these interviews and signing with a record label, 24 weeks on the charts with Hopeless Here, and now the single called Monuments that I'm even more thrilled about, you know, in comparison to Hopeless Here, because I think Monuments is just my absolute favorite song from the record. And God has exceeded my wildest vision or dream for what this could have ever been. It's just been 100% one of those hold on, because this is getting crazy.
Tell us a little bit about Monuments.
Yeah, the lyric video just came out recently. And the song is actually a song that was added to the record because, you know, before the pandemic, we were going to do a Kickstarter. And then I couldn't morally ask people for money with the level of uncertainty that it felt like we were heading into. So I was like, I can't in good conscience ask people for money right now. And so that Kickstarter waited until something like February or March. And then I, you know, I felt like things were starting to get better. And I said, you know, I think if we're going to do this, now is the time to do that. And, you know, people really blessed us in really a tremendous way, to the point that I actually shut the Kickstarter down and actually asked people to help us put a roof on a school instead of asking for more money. I didn't want to just keep taking for the bands. I didn't feel right about that. So we were actually able to put a roof on a school in the city or a village that we work in, which is awesome. So basically, through the funds that we got, we were actually able to add some extra songs to the record. And so Monument was a song that I wrote in December and finished up in January. And it was just kind of one of these things I thought God was kind of whispering in my ear and just kind of laying the tea leaf, so to speak, out for me to look at and reflect on. And, you know, this song about, you know, being really thoughtful or cognizant of the things that you are going to be about or the decisions that you're going to make, because those decisions really resonate throughout history, whether you realize it or not. And so the whole song is about taking the time to be thoughtful about your choices and who you're going to live for. The bridge is really a bridge that I wrote for my son, because I didn't know if it was going to be the last song that I ever sung. And I wrote it the morning I had to sing it. The lyric is, "Your life is a melody. We're all flickering, flickering. Dear child, won't you talk to me about the notes you'll sing, about the notes you'll keep?" And so it's just really reflective of a conversation that I hope to have someday with my son about, you know, there's a lot of beautiful things in life, but there are a lot of tragic things in life too. And it all is dependent on the choices that you make. And so let's talk about what choices and what melody you'll sing with your life, because I hope and I pray that there's beauty in that life.
Amen. I'm going to go backtrack a little bit, because you mentioned Broadhead Music Group that you signed with, but some people may not know that this is We Are Vessel, Randall Broadhead, just in case anybody didn't know who that was.
Yeah.
Met him for the first time at Kingdom Come Fest. After his set, he came over and sat with me, and we talked for a little while. So we're going to do an interview at some point.
He's a good dude. Yeah, he and I work on a very similar wavelength, and I think that's why it kind of worked out to partner together.
Backstage with Mothership returns after this. Alp Performance Service Family is a Solid Rock Radio business ministry partner who offers turnkey e-commerce website design, marketing, and converged technology consulting. Online at alpperformancemarketing.com. You're listening to Backstage with Mothership on Solid Rock Radio.
What is your favorite place in the world?
Oh, man. Well, right now, off the top of my head, my favorite place in the world is, and this is apart from home, right? So I love being home with my kids and everything, but my favorite place and probably the most peaceful place I've ever experienced is there's a Japanese garden in Portland, Oregon, just above the Rose Gardens. People always talk about the Rose Gardens, which are beautiful. The Rose Garden is beautiful, but there's a Japanese garden that's been there for decades, and it's just, it's breathtaking. It's the most peaceful place I've ever been on this planet.
I'll have to look that up now. When are you the most happy?
And this is 100% true. I am the most happy when I feel like I'm doing what I'm called to do on this planet. You know, like in math, trigonometry, I'm not a great math mind, but, you know, sine, cosine, these waves, you know, my life feels kind of like this at times, out of whack. But when I'm doing what I feel called to do, singing and ministering to people, all those waves start to line up and reinforce. And that's really the moment that I feel at peace with who I am and also doing what I feel called to be doing on this earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get you when you realize that is your calling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Tour talk.
Tour talk. Okay. So we've got some longer runs out to the Northeast in August, both on the front side of August and on the back side of August that are really kind of basically anchored by some festivals out there. We're playing Soul Fest out in New Hampshire. I think that's the first or second week, 7th, 8th of August. And then in the back half of August, we're playing a festival called Connect Fest, which is in Falmouth, Massachusetts, which is basically Cape Cod. So we're building a bunch of tours around those dates to get to and from those festival locations. In the process, we've also got some other festivals like Life Fest in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. We're actually playing some shows with Randall Broadhead and We Are Vessel coming up here shortly. And then we've just got a bunch of other kind of dates that are scattered about and plans and talk for tours and things happening this fall with Jenna Parr or other things. We'll see. You know, it just kind of depends on how things come together. But there's talk of, you know, significantly more touring and opportunities to play, which is really exciting.
That is exciting. You'll have to keep us posted. And we'll have to stay tuned on your social media. Where do you post the most? Instagram or Facebook?
Yeah, so we post probably more information on Facebook and then also our website, www.boilingpointbands.com. I tend to post a lot of pictures on Instagram. It's probably not terribly helpful. So check out Facebook for events and things like that. And then our event calendar can also be found on our website as well.
Okay. And I'll have those links on the Solid Rock Radio Backstage with Mothership page. All right. So when you're on tour, what's your favorite road snack? It's probably been a while since you've done that, though.
I have a real weakness for peanut butter and chocolate when I'm on the road. It's like this weird thing that happens. Like I start, you know, driving for 10 hours and I need like some Reese's Pieces or like a Reese's peanut butter cups or something like that. It's really bizarre.
Hmm. The protein and the chocolate, huh?
I guess so.
Well, you're not alone.
Great. It's funny because we're trying to like, you know, plan and be strategic about bringing like healthier stuff so we don't feel terrible on tour.
The peanut butter's pretty healthy.
Yeah, I've like switched to like almonds at night. It's like totally the adulting thing to do, but I'm trying to like make sure that I'm in good shape for these hot weather festivals outside.
Yeah. Well, they say that dark chocolate is a little bit better for you and that you should have some of that. And
right.
They actually do make dark chocolate Reese's peanut butter cups.
I had no idea. I've only seen the white chocolate ones and those are terrible. So I'll have to look for the dark chocolate ones.
Yeah, they were not bad at all. I thought that was pretty good. Because then if they're smaller, you know, then you can try not to eat as many of them.
Does that really work for you? That does not work for me.
It can.
Great.
Sometimes it works. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm like totally the guy who like, if there's a bag of stuff, like I'm going to eat the whole bag. And it's basically just better for me to never buy anything like that. Because otherwise I'll just feel terrible.
Yeah. Well, you do have to have willpower. That's true. All righty. Well, I'm going to let you go.
Tomorrow is like the official haircut. I haven't cut my hair in something like 15 months or something.
Wow.
The funny story behind that is that the last time I cut my hair, I cut it myself a little bit. And that was before I went to Africa for the last time. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, my hair is getting a little long. So I like, you know, just cut some off.
Yeah.
And here,
like a 5-year old did it.
Yeah, exactly. And here, you know, it's been 15 months and it's just, yeah, it's longer than it's ever been. I could like do Pippi Longstocking or something or Willie Nelson or something.
Dude, it's time for the dreads.
You know, I'm married, and I'm not sure it would go over terribly well.
Well, you can always ask, but anyway.
That's right. That's right.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Eric.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
Hope you have a great rest of the evening, and hope to see you out on the road one day.
Right on. That would be my pleasure.
All right. Take care. Good night.
Bye.
Thank you for listening tonight. Stay tuned for more great music all night long. Be sure to check out my I'm with Mothership Facebook page and Solid Rock Radio's website. Follow the link under shows to Backstage with Mothership, which will have the links to my guests' social media accounts. This show will be replayed at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Past interviews available on podcast.solidrockradio.org, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Pandora platforms. And remember this week, be kind to one another.